Chanting yoga is based on the principle of vibrational medicine. This demands an explanation as to what is vibrational medicine. Human beings are a series of interacting, multidimensional, subtle energy systems. And when these energy systems become imbalanced, it results in disease, which manifests on physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual planes. These imbalances can be healed by realigning the subtle energy templates with the right frequency vibration. This is the essence of vibrational medicine. When a human being is not in balance, he or she oscillates at a different or less harmonic frequency. This abnormal frequency reflects the general state of the cellular energetic balance. A rebalancing can be done by increasing the energetic mode by specifically tuned frequency input. This is the role that vibrational medicine plays. As we shift from the materialistic and mechanistic Newtonian worldview to the Einsteinian understanding of holism through quantum physics, this paradigm shift is going to make a major change in the way medicine is practiced in the future. The yogic holistic view understands that the healer not only sees health from a holistic perspective as part of an overall relationship with the entire universe, but the healer also lives as an example of such a harmonious lifestyle. The specific configuration of syllables and sound, which is produced by the recitation of mantras, is the means for activating specific fields of cosmic energy. Everything in this universe is in a state of constant vibration. For example, the limbic center in the brain vibrates with around 12.5 hertz and is the center of sleep, life energy, healing, recovery, and is closely related to our feelings as well. Likewise, our body organs are all in a state of vibration. For example, the pineal gland in the brain vibrates at 10 hertz. The pineal gland produces transmitter hormone called melatonin, which regulates sleep and also our immune system. Imbalances in the pineal gland can cause increased mental activity and leads to burnout syndrome. Studies in neuropsychiatry show us that small electric currents between specific brain points give rise to the same behavioral changes that are observed with specific brain-stimulating chemicals. Small direct electric currents, when applied to leukocytes or white blood cells, they produced cell regeneration. However, with larger current densities, it can produce cell degeneration. This also extends the understanding that higher frequency disturbs the brain's own clock frequency. Chanting of mantras bring about a meditative state and deep relaxation by producing theta waves at around 3 to 7 hertz. This increases our creativity and our sensitivities. Repetition of mantras helps us enter the phase of meditation called as delta phase at a frequency band of around 3 to 12.5 hertz, which is also called the vitality field. In this field, we get energy, life force, regeneration, and a harmonious balance. Another study has shown that music in the form of Gregorian chants and Sanskrit mantras created most beneficial psychological and physiological effects as compared with the other types of music. Human body can also be regarded as a radar with respect to the gross sonic effects of the mantras. The extrasensory inner components, such as the chakras or the energy channels of this biological radar, send supernormal radio signals into the etheric hole. Through the vibration of the mantras when enunciated in a specific rhythm, the body then receives back signals from the cosmic nucleus of the mantra, which has physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual benefits.